steaks.
And you kind of
appreciate it. Specific.
Heartbreaking fashion.
You stay up. 3 inches.
Raise 10-0.
Vegan.
Listening to the Imaginary Radio Show.
I like tennis.
I like toast.
I know. I like tennis. And I like tennis. And
okay.
It's like the origins of things always fascinate me. And so it was just one time, I guess it was Wimbledon. I was looking up Wimbledon. And I get obsessed with things. So I started looking at, you know, Wimbledon's going on, so I go to their website, and they talk about Wimbledon, it's the tennis and croquet club. I'm like, who goes to Wimbledon and plays croquet? And then I pull up the Wimbledon website, and they're like, you know, who has the most championships at Wimbledon? Is it, you know, Bjorn Borg, is it McEnroe?
And
it's some guy you never heard of because he's a croquet champion, and he's won like 39 times. Like, I thought it was cute. So then I'm digging into then again, I get obsessed with things. I'm like, now I want to play croquet. Like, now I want to play croquet. Where is there a croquet court?
You are metrosexual, aren't you?
I think so. So I want to play it. And there's one, cause like a couple courts in Jersey, and you just click on their website, and they're all old people, places,
yeah.
You know, and I don't think I can just go in there and like, let me in, hey, pick me, I want to play, I don't even know how to play, we used to play
with kids. It
might
be like a club or something.
Yeah, it's like, the, I said, yeah, you hit the ground.
Bill has a set of that, doesn't
he? Yeah, you can buy them in a store, and
yeah.
You put the stakes, and you got to hit them through the holes a certain way, and it's fun. We used to play when we were kids all the time, so I just thought it was interesting, so now I'm obsessed with playing croquet, so that was all I thought about. I'm at work. Not working, looking up croquet clubs. And the one that was in, there weren't a lot of them. The one that was in New Jersey shut down, you know, from lack of interest. Everybody died. It is what it is. Nobody plays croquet unless you're old. So I couldn't play croquet. So then I started looking at the history of tennis and then looking back at just the way, you know, it's an odd game. It seems pretty basic. Most games are just, it's almost like kids invent them.
Yeah.
Because it's just like, well, how did the rules come into play? And then as I started delving into the history of tennis, there's something that's called real tennis or royal tennis. So I was delving into the history of that, and because it's played on a very specific kind of court.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing that amazed me was that they have the most, like out of any sport in the world, they've had a champion every year since like 1659.
Wow.
It's so...
Wow, it goes back that far?
That's how, yeah, like it's ridiculous. Like when it got invented in the 1300s, there's like a roof on the one side. It's like walls on this one side of the court. This is going to be hard for me to describe for the radio, but I'm going to try. It's like three walls, and then there's a roof like this. And you have to, when you serve, like tennis, you have to serve it over the... And the net just like it droops down.
Mm-hmm.
Like it has this droopy little net. Like really droopy. Like there's no... I don't even think there's a rule to what... It just droops. Like you can't measure that.
Droopage.
So then you have to serve it off of this roof... And it has to land into a box. And I'm like, this is weird to me.
Oh,
like, there's three sides and a roof.
And the roof is on the side that doesn't have a wall.
But there's a wall there. But there's a wall. Yeah, no, there's a wall, but there's a roof. So you have to bounce it off this one side of the roof and onto the thing. And that's how you get your serving. There's a lot of weird things.
What game is this called?
It's called Real Tennis or,
okay.
Or Royal. This is like where tennis came from.
Oh, all right.
The scoring is kind of the same, 30, you know, 15, 30, 45, blah, 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 this and that. There's certain edges of the court, but instead of just hitting it over a net into the spot, you have to hit it on this roof. And then I was looking at the history of it, and they were pretty much marketplaces back in, I forget where it was invented. Somewhere in there. And then they always put the marketplaces on the edge of town, and all the towns always had a big wall for security, okay? And then when you crossed over that's where they used to put the marketplace, and at the other end of the marketplace, they used to have, you know, a coverage for the things that couldn't get wet. So when everybody was packing up at the end of the day, I guess kids are adults and they would get bored and they invented a game. So they hung a net across of it.
Oh.
So then so that you have to hit it on the roof. Like the kids invented it. Like, now you got to hit it on the roof.
Yeah, yeah.
And you got to do it. And that's how the game, and it's still played that way.
Car.
Wow. Yeah, exactly. Like, yeah, we had manhole covers when we were kids. Like, and that's how the game was invented. I just was like, it was fascinating.
That's cool.
It was really interesting. So I'm like, I want to play real tennis. So now I went from croquet to, I'm like, I'm playing real tennis. You know what I mean?
How do you find that court?
Yeah, that was the thing. I Googled that, and I'm just Googling, you know, real tennis, royal tennis. And like, there's 20 courts in the world. I'm like, I can't find a croquet court. You think I'm finding a real tennis court? There's one in Tuxedo Park, New York.
No!
That's cool.
I'm like, get out of here.
That's
Tuxedo
fun.
Park is where the Ren Faire is. So I'm like, I'm going to make...
Is it at the Ren Faire?
No. I'm like, it's a country club.
You know, they do the spook house thing there, too. Did you know that? Did you ever do that?
Was it good? It was packed. It was freezing.
Was it good, though? Or was it...
Took kids. I didn't go on anything. Took the kids.
If it wasn't going to be freezing, I'd go, but...
Oh, freezing that day. I remember they had a band, too. And I was jealous not to play there just because they were warm. It was freezing.
Were they inside or outside?
No, they were outside. But they were playing. Yeah. And I was just like, oh, my God. So anyway, so this thing is in Tuxedo Park, New York. So I'm like, I'm going to make a day of this. I'm going to make a super duper nerd day. And I'm going to go play royal tennis in the morning. And I'm going to go to the Ren Faire afterwards.
Oh, did you?
Be perfect.
Did you play tennis?
No. Because I said, you know, what are the odds that there's a court within driving distance of me? Very, very close.
Yeah.
There's 20 in the world or 30 in the world. One of them's right here.
Right.
And I'm like, this is great. I got it. Now I'm completely obsessed with it. So I go on their website. You have to, like, I think you'd be born into that club. Like, there's no, just keep me here. Here's $30. Let me come in and play this game that, you know, nobody plays anymore. I'm interested in it. Can't you teach me?
And they're like, no. That breaks my heart.
That was my nerd day. I was going to be perfect.
Are you sure you can't get in?
Yeah, no. You have to be...
Rockefeller?
Yeah, you have to be rich and you have to know somebody in the place. They have to recommend you and then you have to go through a board of directors just to get them. I just want to play a game of tennis.
Can you say snob?
Yeah, I guess.
What
but
would be your new mission? Get to know these people.
If anybody listens in Tuxedo
Park, you think if they get to know him, they're going to let it.
Yeah, and you're a member of the Tuxedo Park Real Tennis Club. Let me in. I want to play the game.
Oh, wow.
Just let him in for one day. Like, you know, when you're about to close, just like sneak them in or something. And
I need somebody to play with them.
Oh.
Right.
You don't just play against the roof?
No, you gotta hit to somebody. And he plays on the other side, he hits it back to you with a droopy net.
Oh.
Yeah, you know, it's like a tennis game. You play and they, you know, like I said, they have had champions since like 16.
Isn't that funny? Like, if you know, children or, you know, they did make that, and now it's like such a ritzy thing.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you have to be like really wealthy to play.
I mean, the rules when you look at it, like with the roof, I'm like, that's what kids do.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, no, there's a foul pole, it's a tree. Yeah. I remember when I used to play, I had the perfect stoop for wiffle ball, but I was a lefty. And the stupid tree was, my foul pole was like dead center. I can't hit a home run. You know, the righties are jacking them left and right over my, the guy across the street at bushes was a home run. And they were sticker bushes.
Oh.
So when you had to jump over to, oh my God, I got ripped up a couple. Like I caught the ball, but you get ripped up. But that's fun. It was like kids invent, like the manhole covers. You had a manhole cover in front of the most miserable lady you'd ever seen in your life. She didn't want you playing on the street. You used to draw on the street with a rock.
Yeah. Oh, my God,
like,
I forgot about that.
Take a rock and make a base out of it.
Yeah.
It draws like chalk, and you just got to rub it a lot. And then the manhole cover, which was always in front of her, it was always home plate or whatever. We used it as the end zone. And I remember she was right across the street from Ziggy, who, it was this old guy. He didn't speak a word of English. I think he was Polish. And he was bald. He looked just like Ziggy from the cartoon. And he was Ziggy had like a 70-something at that point. Green Nova. Green Chevy Nova. And I remember vividly one day, that was the end zone. The manhole cover in front of Ziggy and Mrs. Mott, who was the woman across the street. And I remember running, looking back for the football. And I just got tackled by the Nova. Like, I just ran right into the... my knees just hit the... that bumper, then that's a 70s bumper. That ain't no give there, man. That's just like, boom, there go your knees. And I just face planted into the Nova. Ziggy tackled me.
Did you catch the ball?
No, I got tackled by a car. And then Ziggy wound up buying my house and tearing it down.
Really?
Yeah. We sold it, and then it's just, because it's nice to go back to your, like, original house.
Yeah.
Like, that's not there anymore. Like, he bought it, and then I remember going in, and we had moved out just a couple days before they tore it down. I didn't know they were tearing it down. I was just, like, going through, and I was nostalgic at that point. Yeah. Like, you're teens. You see where you draw on a wall. And
yeah.
There's always this one place, when you go down this, we had a flight of stairs, it was a two-level thing. And for some reason, we used to hit the wall. Yeah, just disgusting little mark there that me and my sister used to hit every time we went down there. And it's just like, oh, I remember just climbing the closet here, and I'd go up there and see where we'd write on the walls and do things, and the old hiding spots.
That's cool.
And it was nice, and then I went back a couple days again just to say, well, I remember that, and it's gone. House is just gone. It just leveled. It was gone. I'm like, where's my house? Ziggy bought it, and then he built a house that just looked like his, like a mirror image one. So if you go there today, the house next to it, they look
the same. That's
weird. I got screwed.
Aww.
Well, at least you got to see that one more time.
Yeah, I kind of felt kind of lucky about it, because it was weird. I just happened to be walking past it. I said, I could probably just walk in this house. Yeah, you almost feel like it's still your house.
Yeah,
I'm like, I'm going in, I don't care. I'm walking around and remembering, like, that was, like, one of my first memories of living in that house. It was three when we moved in. That's where all your memories are generated. Yeah. Every memory I have was generated from that house. And then, you know, you go back a couple days later, and it's just, there's nothing there. There's a pile of wood.
Mm, wow.
I'm like, oh, it sucks.
Did you ever dream about that house? Do you ever dream about any houses that you lived in?
I had a weird dream the other day. What was it?
I don't know.
We were in a truck.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
We were in a truck.
You were in that dream, too?
I was in the passenger seat, and there was a fire in the dashboard. And so I had the woman, who was a woman driver, and I think she was a very good driver for whatever reason she had done previously. She was cutting lanes or whatever. And I was in the passenger seat.
You call that a good driver?
No, I said, well, it wasn't a good drive.
Oh, I thought you said she was.
So I said, just pull over here. And she pulled over next to what amounted to a cliff. And we were, like, right by the cliff. I'm like, okay, I'll put the fire out. And then we'll just back up. I put the fire out. And then we fell off the cliff.
Oh.
And I just woke up when I hit the ground.
Wow.
And I remember trying to cushion my fall the same way you did with the...
Put your arms back.
Yeah, I remember, like, oh, my God, we're going to hit. And it said in my dream, like... Wow, this is sucks. Like, I'm gonna die. You know it.
Yeah.
And I didn't hear any songs. Songs playing.
Why is it that we always wake up right before we're gonna die? I know it's a stressful thing, but what if you didn't wake up?
Then you die.
And then, you hit the bottom. And you're laying in your dream, like, just splattered.
I kind of wanted to, like, because I
you
guess
wake
I...
wake up because the dream is over. No, because you're
I think
still
it
sleeping.
Scares you into... to maybe waking up, but I sometimes when you know it's a dream, like, I think I had this impression that I knew it was a dream because it was so weird, like, we're on a cliff and we're falling off, why am I in this truck? Like, you know it's a dream, and I'm like, we're going to fall, I'm going to die. I'd like to feel it in the dream because I know I can just wake up and then, you know, my heart will be pounding. But at least I could feel it and just see what it's like.
Yeah.
I'm talking you can get back in a dream.
You can sometimes.
Sometimes it's just like, oh my God, that was great. You know, and then it's just like, okay, you woke up. I'm like, all right, okay, I'm going to close my eyes.
Think about the dream.
Thinking about the blonde, and everything's good. And what happened? And then you're done. Then I'm falling off a cliff.
Right? I've gotten back into a nightmare. That was great.
Yeah, those are pick up on where you left off. Yeah.
But I was saying about dreaming about homes. When I dream about, like, a house, it's always my grandmother's house. It's never any other house. Now, like, I lived there for a short period of time.
How long about?
I don't know. Less than a year, I think. You know, but a small amount of time when I was growing up. Like, it was in between, I guess, my family was buying a house or something like that. I don't even know. But anyway, I've lived in other homes for, like, you know, more than 13 years or whatever, but the only house that ever appears in any of my dreams is my grandmother's house.
Probably, isn't that weird? Really safe there, probably.
Yeah. So lay on the couch someplace and tell somebody. Maybe let you know. Seriously.
I don't know. I mean, like, is
I would love to. I think I'd like to do therapy. I'd take the recorder with me. Then it'll all come out.
Sure. Why don't you just lay down on the floor and, like, just spill your guts to us?
No.
All right.
You'll charge me.
I probably will. Why not?
I always have spider dreams. I can't take it because it's... And it'll be, like, a dream about me laying in my bed in my bedroom. And this just happened the other night. Like, a whole cocoon fell down from the ceiling, landed in my bed. So I go leaping out of bed because now I don't really know it's a dream. And I just go to the bathroom, come back, and I'm, like, ripping all the blankets off my bed. Like, I just couldn't believe, you know, that was a dream. Yeah, it's crazy. And I didn't want to get back into bed.
Why a canopy bed?
Yeah, but somehow that cocoon would get up on the top of the canopy.
Do you have a fear of spiders?
Not in particular.
Not until now.
But it always seemed to get a spider dream. Like, one will be running across my pillow. You know, and again, I'm, like, leaping out of bed, banging out the pillow.
Because that's realistic. That's something that could
very easily happen. It's a simple thing. That's right. You know, and your mind can't really dissociate.
I'm not driving a truck with some woman who can't drive over a cliff. You wake up from that.
You get a woman, that's not real.
All right. Spiders in dreams meaning.
Ooh.
Well, I'm
wait,
not
wait,
even...
Wait, hold on. I sense a new segment.
You do?
Therapy for the imaginary radio show players.
Therapy,
what
thanks
for
the iPhone.
What does my bus ring mean? Let's find out. And Brian, I won't charge you.
Oh, okay.
All right, it says... To see a spider in your dream indicates that you are feeling like an outsider in some situation, or perhaps you want to keep your distance and stay away from an alluring and tempting situation. The spider is also symbolic of feminine power or an overbearing mother figure in your life.
Oh.
Alternatively, you're like, yes, no. Alternatively, a spider refers to a powerful force protecting you against your self-destructive behavior. If you kill a spider in your dream, then it symbolizes misfortune and bad luck. To see a spider spinning a web in your dream signifies that you will be rewarded for your hard work. You will be promoted in your job or recognized for your achievement in a difficult task. Spiders are also a symbol of creativity due to the intricate webs they spin. On a negative note, spiders may indicate a feeling of being entangled or trapped in a sticky or clingy relationship. It represents some ensnaring and controlling force. You feel that someone or some situation is sucking the life right out of you. Alternatively, if a spider is spinning a web in your dream, then it could be a metaphor for the World Wide Web and global communication.
Okay.
To see a spider climbing up a wall in your dream denotes that your desires will soon be realized. To dream that you were bitten by a spider represents a conflict with your mother or some dominant female figure in your life. The dream may be a metaphor for a devouring mother or the feminine power to possess and entrap. A man wrote this, obviously. Perhaps you are feeling trapped by some relationship. To eat a spider or dream that a spider is in your mouth symbolizes your control over a situation. You are not afraid to exert your dominance in a relationship.
Can I read that for a second? And then it says, if a cocoon falls from the ceiling, it means you're unfortunately stuck in the imaginary radio show.
And now for some music from the WAG.
Hold my baby blue eyes, your touch is my serenity. It's so easy to love you, you're so natural. Forever, you float just like a feather. Let's stay up till the sun comes up and we float across the sky. Tell me, baby, blue eyes, do you know how much I love you? If you take the time to realize, then you must love me too. A perfect moment that can last forever. You take a ride, it's all I've. Okay, let's go. Let's go on an adventure. Let's go. get lost on purpose. I don't care if it's here or there, if it's you and me, it's us. Don't make reservations, you don't even have to pack a bag. What comes next? Don't look back, live right now. I love you. If you take the time to realize, then you must love me too. A perfect moment that can last forever. You take a ride, it's all I've. Okay, let's go. The night after we met inside a photograph, and you told me
find out what your cliff dying moment dream means.
No, but what I'll do is, I promise tonight's dream, I will wake up tomorrow and I will record it vividly. And then the next radio show, you can tell me what it means.
Oh.
This is more vivid than me just crashing with the truck. Because I don't remember, there were bits and pieces to it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't remember why it was on fire.
There were subplots.
There was a lot of plots.
In my dreams, though, they can get very intricate. There's always a beginning, middle, and end. Like, it actually has.
You know
what
happens to me? I don't necessarily always have that, but when my dream does have an actual end, I always wake up at the end of it. Like, not because I fall off a cliff or anything like that,
right.
But just like, okay, you know, I finished taking my math test or whatever, close my books, I wake up at the end of all my dreams.
Mine
if it
credits.
Has an end.
Yeah.
Yours is credits.
Mine is just credits.
Theme music starts playing.
Theme music starts playing.
Oh,
little
funny.
Lion roars at the beginning of the
time
it starts.
That's good. I don't want to ask Brian how he falls asleep. For me, sometimes I'll just like, all right, let me just think of something. Usually I fall asleep like right away. Like
lucky.
I'm one of those people I can just like lay down and fall asleep right away. But I like to have something in my mind, like, you know, just something to think of as I'm falling asleep, whatever. And it's like I try to think of something that's like, not complicated, just something nice, whatever, just and go to bed. But
you try really, really hard.
Well, because I'm like, and it takes like, you know, an instant. Let me just like, you know, think of, I don't know, the beach or something like that. I'm like, I think of the beach. Within seconds, I'm out. That's it. Cool. But once I thought of like winning the lottery, I'm like, oh, you know, like tough day, whatever. Let me just think of winning the lottery, right? So I go like, all right, yeah, I won the lottery. Okay, all right, you know, I start spending things.
Then it gets good.
Then you're up.
No, like then it gets complicated.
Yeah.
Because I've complicated. I'm like, all right, well, how much did I win? All right, you know, okay, all right, let's just pretend I won like $87,000, right? Like
that's your lottery dream, $87,000.
All right, well,
dude.
Let's say like
suck.
All right, whatever, $8 million.
That's better. That's
whatever, right? So I'm like, all right, well, that's good, you know. It's always nice to win the lottery, right? So, like, you know, I could think, do a lot of good with it and stuff. So I lay down. I'm like, all right, $8 million, whatever. I'm like, all right, okay. Well, all right, what would I do? Like, all right, well.
First, let's think of the taxes.
Yeah, I'm like,
half
well,
gone, taxes.
I'm like, well, I could give, you know, 8 people $1 million in my family. Or maybe, all right, first, you know, let me buy a house, like, you know, for my parents, whatever, and I'll do that. Like, all right, and then, like, you know.
You're doing math.
My sisters, and I'm like,
you're
all right,
accounting.
Well, exactly. I'm like, well, wait, how much would I divide it up? Because I'd like to get everybody about the same,
yeah,
you know,
so
house,
one house
whatever.
Is worth more than another. That would be fair.
Yeah, kind of something like that. And then I'm like, well, I have cousins and stuff, and it's a half hour now, and I'm trying to, like, break this down. Like, all right, well, how would I divide up? Maybe I'll do percentages. I'll be like, all right, so like sisters and brothers, like they'll get like a certain percentage of the $8 million. And then cousin, I'm just giving an example though.
Oh.
But I'm like, all right, aunts, uncles, all right, well, what about cousins like that get married and then have kids, like, you know, second cousins, I guess, like how would I do that? And then I can't sleep.
Why don't you just imagine that you won more money?
Well,
and you don't have to worry about
then
it.
Bought a beach house, and then you're on a beach, and then you went right to bed.
Well, that would be the smart thing to do. But if I raise the stakes, then it's like, all right, well, now I got more people I can take care of. Like, you know, like I got family, I got friends now I can extend to, like, you know, more friends. And it gets so complicated that, like, I'm up, and it's 45 minutes later, and I'm like, you know what? I'm going back to the beach. I didn't win the lottery because this sucked. So, and like, I've done that more than once. I'm like, you know, like.
They were so tired. You crawl in the bed. You're so happy to be in bed.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you're like 5 hours away from home and your eyes are closing and you're like, I just want to do is crawl in the bed. And then you get bed, you're so happy, you're awake. Like, you're so, I'm like, I'm here. I'm finally here. It's like the destination is here. The covers over me. I got the pillow. I'm like, I'm finally asleep. I can't get to sleep. I'm like, I'm so happy. I'm like, I'm finally here. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Usually that will happen when I know I got to get up early. So I'm like, all right, if I go to bed now.
Yeah.
It's 9 o'clock. I have to get up at 4 a.m., but I can still get a good solid, you know.
Seven
hours in, whatever. And then I'm like, all right, 7 hours. I can deal with 7 hours. I can deal with that, whatever. And then it's an hour later.
Yeah,
I'm like,
because you're thinking about the lottery.
Right, well, I can get 6 hours if I go to bed now. And then it's just getting like, you know.
Yeah, no, I can't do that.
And then you wake up at 2 to pee and then you're like, okay, I got an hour and a half left. And now an hour and a half, 2 hours left. And now I can't go back to sleep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like you can't complicate sleep.
Mm-hmm.
You can count the sheep. But maybe you shouldn't, because you know what? Like, then you're thinking, like, well, all right, well, how high is the
fence? I actually tried that once, thinking, like, okay, that's the traditional thing to do. Like, I'm going to count sheep. And it didn't help.
No.
It didn't help, because it was going into your territory. I'm imagining the background.
Right, well, with the white picket fence.
The fence, and then the sheep, and they jump, where are they going?
What breed of sheep?
Where's the farm? You know?
Right.
Then I did the whole Peppertown thing, and I can't get that.
No, it's true, because, like, if I'm thinking of a nice thought, like, it has to be a realistic one. So, like, you know, what happened to, you know, like, all right, here you go, here's a nice dream. Like, I'm a famous rock star, right? Oh, that's cool. All right, like, let's go, that'll be a nice dream, right? So, like, I lay down a famous rock star. All right, well, how did that happen? Oh, okay, all right, well, let's make it easy. Like, you know, one of our songs hit big, whatever, and made. All right, well,
which song was?
Well, yeah, like no, like how did that happen? All right, well, let's just pretend we sent the song in a contest and it won. And it's like, all right, well, then we probably would have made an album. All right, so then we, what songs would we pick? How would we re-record
it? How to make your dreams realistic.
It's got to be realistic, but don't choose that one because then you're going to have to go the whole backstory. All right, well, first we got a van. We went to an audition for a record company, and they decided to give us, and they were going to front us money for a tour. It's like, you know
while what? You're back at square one.
Go to the beach. It's like, yeah, it's like, I'm on a beach. It's nice. There's a wave. Good night.
Thanks for listening to the Imaginary Radio Show. To hear our music and to download more Imaginary Radio Show episodes, please visit www.thewagband.com.